Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome to The Sex Show. It's a night of, what would I say, freaky freaky, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, this is The Sex Show, and I remain your one and only hottest, prettiest, sexiest, you know. Don't worry. This is Soul Spice, the sex goddess, the only one who was born through sex, who lives for sex, and who gets to have sex for a living. And I teach sex too, nothing else. Anyway, this is The Sex Show, and all we do is help bring your fantasy to reality. I know a lot of you are ready for tonight's topic. I've gotten so many messages. I've gotten so many questions asking why, when, how. I can't wait. I want to talk. Relax. Calm down. We are not in a hurry, because I'm going to let everyone get to that level of orgasm. Anyway, for tonight, I'm not going to be having a threesome. I'm going to be having a twosome. One man to one woman. What kind of position are we going to be doing? How do we go about it? You want to know, right? Don't worry. So please do call your friends, your family, your brother, side chick, husband chick, guy, side guy, your pastor, your imam. Let them know that Soul Spice is here again tonight to take you through that road of orgasm and ejaculation. So, before I go on the break, please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice or at Sex Toys with Soul Spice. And do not forget to follow the only TV station that pops sex to your TV screen. Like, we are better than that. Yeah? This is Pop Central. Yes. So, tonight we're going to be talking about, does size really matter? What size exactly are we talking about? The vagina, the penis, the boobs, the body, the mouth, the tongue, what part of the sex? Anyway, I'm going to go on a break, and when I come back, we will get into action. First, with kissing and romance. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
And I said, welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, it's a night of me getting horny and feeling sexy. So, tonight we're talking about size. Does one size really matter? So, I'm going to be taking tonight's show on a different turn. Yeah, usually I'm used to having people sit and talk, but tonight I'm taking it back to my viewers. So, my guest for tonight will be you people calling in and sending your messages to tell me what you think about the size. Does the size really matter? The size of the penis, the depth of the vagina, the size of the boobs, the size of the nipples, the size of the lips, the size of the balls, the size of the fingers, the asshole, the size of it all. Do they really matter? What has the size of a woman got to do with sex? What has the size of the guy got to do with sex? What has the fatness of the penis, the slimness, the longness, the shortness of the penis, what has it got to do? Does that stop me from getting my orgasm? Does that stop him from doing a great job, even though the penis is not at work? Loads of questions, right? Yes, I get it. I understand. So tonight with me, like I said, I'm not going to be doing a threesome tonight. It's a matter of size. So when it comes to size, we need to look at what we've got. So if we do a threesome, it's not going to work. So tonight with me is, he's an oldie, an ex-boyfriend. The guy cannot marry. I can't marry him. He's handsome though. He's handsome. His name is Olale Konfenyitola. And I need to know his size too. So welcome to The Sex Show.
That's yourself. You can see that again.
What's your size?
You've said a lot.
What is your size?
But my size, you don't want to know.
You know the thing about men? Men always believe that, forget it, I've got it. At the end of the day, when you remove that trouser, you will not be looking for the thing we touch. Hey, Josa. Where is it? Uncle, please, where is
you
it?
You know, some of us are gifted.
You men are always gifted.
No. You know, when you have something, you will know that, yes, I got it. When God has blessed you as a man, you will know that, yes, I am truly blessed.
But you know, the men, there are some men with just...
But you know what?
Less than...
There are some men with less than...
They will tell you they are blessed. Are they not blessed?
Hold on. There are some men with less than half inch. Mm-hmm. But it depends on their partner. Compatibility is what we are talking about.
How do
when
you measure
you
it?
You are compatible. When your partner is okay with you, then let the world go to hell.
Mm.
So far, your partner is enjoying what God has blessed you.
What if I'm not okay with the size?
Then
or I'm not feeling it the way I want to feel it.
It now depends on you sitting down. It now boils down to understanding.
Mm.
If I come this angle, you know, it's not about the size. If I have big bula and I can't use my bula well, then there is a problem. But if I have small bula,
What is bula? I don't understand.
And I'm dramatic.
Are we talking about cucumber? What's bula?
No, bula is.
You mean penis? Like really on the sexual penis or coprig?
Oh God of Nazareth!
I don't get it.
Okay, you know what? When you are blessed
with
a
big prick,
when you are blessed with a good penis.
Hey, now you're talking. Why are you blushing? He's getting turned on, right? I feel it.
No, I'm not.
So why is penis turning you on? Because they're saying penis.
You know,
it's just Oko.
You say it as if it's nothing to you. But
is it something? Oko, penis, Epo.
Oko is something.
Really?
Penis is something.
Mm.
Yes. The more reason why you can't go out there and say, I want to Oko there. No.
Really? Who says you can't just go and say, please give me pennies there? Why?
No, you can't just. But you can go out there and say, you can do that.
I'll try it one day.
Okay, what I'm saying is, for you to know how good your size is, it depends on your partner.
Yeah.
It depends on the understanding both of you have.
Mm.
And another thing is, if you have a big penis and you can't use it well, then there is a problem. But if you have a small penis and you can use it well and you are creative about it, then you are good to go.
Okay.
So I believe all this is just about your partner. If I have a small penis and my spouse, my wife, I'm married, and my wife says, hey, dude, this thing is small. I'm not feeling it. Okay, babes, how do we go about it? How do I do my homework and make her feel me?
Okay.
And don't forget, when you are making love with your wife, the intercourse max maybe 10 minutes.
Okay. That's for you.
10, 15 minutes.
That's for you, sir.
Well, some people can drill for 1 hour. Some people can drill for
it's one their hour. Way. 45 minutes, 1 hour.
But you can do a lot around lovemaking.
Mm.
You can play around lovemaking.
True.
Don't forget, the breast is there.
Huh.
The nipples are there.
Glory.
Oh my. The vagina is there.
Tunnel.
The clint is there. My darling sister, what you do with those features go a long way.
Yeah, sure.
Your mouth is magical. My pastor once said that if it is your mouth that will save your marriage, use it.
Suck it well. You used to do what?
Shamo. If it is your mouth that will bless your marriage, no matter how small your penis is, make use of your fingers. Make use of your mouth. Take her to that level that will make her hold the pillow and say, or at the end of the day, she wants to scream, but she's thinking of her neighbors. That, no, don't make me wake my neighbors up. So my darling sister, it's not about the size.
Mm.
So many big prick out there and are useless.
True.
So many. True. And you will see them like this. But so many small, young and active, portable,
like
and
your
good
own.
To go. My sister, no, you don't want to. Ask I just Mrs. Faintola. She will tell you.
Okay, so Mrs. Faintola, we need you to call in and let us know, what size do you have at home? Is it the small good one or the big one that can't be used as much as you want to use
it? It's too heavy.
Or it's too heavy to carry.
To carry. No.
No. So on my page, I put out a question about size.
Okay.
And I remember someone saying, it's there on my page, and she said she once saw a guy's penis and she just didn't know when she started crying. And she cried so bad that the guy's penis fell back. It was not hard again. Because the size alone was like, I can't survive this. So she just started crying.
You see, You see?
And so the girl could not even do anything.
Anything we get advantage, get disadvantage.
So the question now is, why do you men look for big penis? Because I can tell you, the two major problems men have in this part of the world that I know is penis in size, they want it bigger, and then erectile dysfunction, right? So the major question is why? Because doing my research, I realized that men, okay, let me put it this way. The women that they sleep with are not the reason why they want long penis or bigger penis. They just believe that, no, I need to have it big for me to do a good job or for me to get to the very end of the vagina.
Okay.
Right? And so I can tell that a lot of men are out there buying all sorts of things just because they want. I still got a message this night. I'm so surprised. What do? I want my penis bigger. I want to finish my wife. And I'm wondering, finish her how? The one you have not used, you're looking for a bigger penis. Like, for what?
You know what? Let me explain this to you. You need to understand the act of sex.
Mm.
You need to understand the act of pleasure.
Mm.
The two of you need to know that, yes, sex is not a competition.
Okay.
You're not competing with anybody. Sex is meant to be enjoyed.
Yeah.
And another thing is, the vagina has this flexible tissue. The vagina is flexible in nature.
Yeah.
And there's every tendency for the vagina to expand.
Sure.
And there's every tendency for the vagina to contrast also.
Mm.
When you leave the vagina for a year, 6 months or a year, before you know, it go tight. Sure. Before something go enter, it go... Sure, you understand? So now, most guys, not me, because I'm endowed. I'm
You're not
blessed.
A guy. You're no, a man.
Yeah, I'm a man.
Hmm?
I'm a man. Most men out there, or most guys out there,
yeah,
wants to do this. There is what we call, what's this word now? Ego in men.
Yeah.
To boost their ego, they want to show the girl that, yes, I'm this, I'm the tiger. Mm. I can tear you apart. But it is not all about that.
Mm.
When I see people running towards, I want to do a penis enlargement. Are you stupid?
No, they really want to buy.
Yeah,
they'll buy anything.
Penis enlargement.
Anything.
They want to do this. They want to do. Why? What for?
So let me shock you. The average size of a vagina, the depth of a vagina, is 7 inches.
Egbami.
7 inches. Now, it's very hard to find a man with a 7-inch penis.
My darling sister, there was a time I did this measurement and I measured.
How many inches they have come? How many inches do you have?
I don't know.
really? I really wanted to bring a tepo. I wanted to bring a tepo. I was thinking about something that, do I really need to bring a tepo? That if I bring a tepo, who am I going to measure? How do I measure it?
You know what?
But no matter how much you people do, you might not really get to the very end. All you need to get to is, calm down. All you need to get to in a woman's vagina is locate the G-spot. Getting to the very end does not mean she's going to have a fantastic sex.
Yes.
So a lot of men holds their women down and they fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck. And then she's still complaining.
Yes.
But when you do the right thing and connect to the right place and you're touching her G-spot, so her, you have got it to the very end of the sea. So what men need, so when you look at the G-spot itself, it's not as far as 6 inches in the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So the creator of that vagina knows why he himself put it within 0.5 maximum. Some people, maybe some people, they say 2.5, 3 inch into the vagina. We calculate the vagina, we calculate our body, you know, we know. Yeah. We know.
It's always good when you know your
right.
You know what,
because when you use your finger, your finger should be able to touch this G-spot.
Ben.
So if the G-spot is that long and your penis cannot even get to it, your finger cannot get to it, of what use? So dear men, dear fathers, dear husbands, dear side guys, please, it's not about getting to the end of the vagina. Because the more you hit the end of the vagina, it expands.
It's not even healthy for the woman. Most times when I want to just go all the way down.
Yeah.
Because I know I am blessed and the very first time I had sex with my wife,
yeah,
and I don't feel enter fully. I don't fit because She never did use to me.
Yeah.
So I guess they do small.
Well, that's probably because you have an idea. So I tell people, if you're, so to all the men who are going to be marrying very soon, getting married very soon, and probably your wife is a virgin, please, I beg you, do not, for no reason. It might take you 1 week to have sex. It's fine by me. Do not insert your penis.
That's one.
Don't. Start with your finger. Open her up.
Or start with the cap.
Release. Even the cap is big. For a virgin. The cap is big.
Well, for a virgin, yes.
Something that is... Okay, so a vagina is like this. And you want to put a cap like this. You are going to hurt her. So, at the end of the day, so many women who get married with the fantasy of, oh, butterfly in my tummy, they get to... At the end of the hate sex, for the first few years, some people forever. So I usually advise, finger. So, use one finger first to open the way. Double the finger. If possible, triple the finger. When you triple the finger, it's wide enough for your penis to now go in. And not even at once, like, slam it to know. Because you might give her a tear. We need to understand how to have sex the right way. And this is the reason why I, myself, Soul Spice, the sex goddess, on the 28th of March, I'm going to be having the Art of Sex. Yes, live, I'm going to be teaching you all you need to know about hand job, blow job, the techniques of lasting longer, the 3 hours, the desensitization technique, and the traffic light technique. Also, I'm going to be surprising you with one extra technique that most men, I can tell you, over 70% of men do not know that exist. When you do these techniques, trust me, you are never going to be getting herbs, pills, or drugs ever again to last longer in bed. Yes, I have taken so many people, and none, not even one person has come out to say, Soul Spice, it did not work. The only thing they tell me that Soul Spice, now I can't control it. Now my wife is complaining I last too long. You wanted to last long, right? So, come 28th of March, we're going to be having the Art of Sex 2, where we'll teach you how to ride, not just ride, but scoop a dick. A lot of women do it the wrong way. And so I'm here to teach you, right? We're also going to be teaching you all the techniques you need to know about sex, the things you just can't talk about. You can't take your pastor, you can't tell your friends. To right here, we are going to be dealing with all that live. We are tired of people talking. Every seminar you go, it's all about talk. Oh, this is how you do it. No. We ain't talking. We are going down the lane to do it the real way. So on this one, we're going on a break. And when I come back, we are going to move in from kissing and romance to fingering. Don't go anywhere. And hey, probably, you might get to know his sides. Miss Fentola, get ready.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Yes, it's a night of, I don't know. Whatever it is. So I hope you've not started having sex. Like I always say, do not, and I mean do not have sex on my show. I know I got a couple of messages last week saying that, madam, we are sorry, I have to ignore your show to do 2 rounds. And I'm like, really? Where is the respect? Please do not have sex on my show. Because if you do, the spirit of the sex goddess will make you pregnant. If you're not ready for babies, you will get pregnant. Whether you're period or not, you will get pregnant. Don't be deceived. Yes, pregnancy is all like, I just bless every home with pregnancy tonight. So tonight we're talking about size. Does size really matter in sex? So, Odaleko, let's talk about the vagina. Enough has been said about the penis. Like, I get tired.
You don't even said enough about the penis. Sorry. I'm actually thinking of something.
What if you have
big penis?
Yeah.
The penis is too big and you want to do penis reduction.
So it's not possible. It's not possible. So it's even so bad that if you want to enlarge your penis, right, there's a surgery for it. But at the end of that surgery, it's a 50-50 chance that your penis might work or it might not work.
Again.
So my question now is, why not hold on to the little you have and let it work? And you go and do penis enlargement, and then they take other parts of your body to add to it to make it long, right? And at the end of the day, it's not functioning well. So I tell a lot of men when they reach out, I was so surprised, I need something for my penis. I want it to be long. I want it to be this. Fine. I can give you a cream. I can give you pills. I can give you anything. But what happens in the next 3 years? Your penis is not getting strong again. What happens in the next 3 years? The blood flow is not as strong as it's supposed to be. Why? Because you abuse a lot of chemicals to break it down and to block some parts. So this is to all men. It is okay to desire a bigger penis. But hey, it's not about how big it is. The question is, how good are you with what you have?
How good are you with what you have?
How good are you? How much do you roll? How much do you ride? How much do you rotate in that vagina? All you people do is just play gamers. You know this dart game? When you play it and you throw, that's all you do. You're playing, just throw and throw and throw and go to the end of the vagina. That's not what we want. So how good are you with what you have? How much techniques do you know? You don't. So because you don't, please join me on the 28th of March and let's teach you how to do it the right way. Trust me, your life will never remain the same. So enough of the penis, let's go to the vagina. Now, the vagina, the birth canal, the world of unending pleasure, the life of a woman.
The house of juice. Yes.
Hey. it is real. Now, when a woman gets pregnant, majorly when we get pregnant, we talked about virgin, so I don't think we need to go back to before marriage. Let's go back to after marriage. Now, when a woman gets pregnant, it is normal after delivery, for those who do vaginal birth, it is normal for the vagina to expand for the child to come in, for the child to come out, rather, right? Now, a lot of men complain after childbirth that the vagina is not the same. So I want to ask you, you are a husband, you're a father, you know, I'm sure you've gone down this route twice. Yeah. So what was it like after she put to bed? I didn't do vaginal birth, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. I will say this. After my wife put to bed, after we had our son, I didn't have sex with my wife immediately.
For how long?
I think for like 2-3 months.
Jesus.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think for like 2-3 months or so.
Wow.
Because I waited for her to heal. I waited for her to come back.
You suffer?
No, it's not suffering. Like,
so
I said,
how were you able to cope?
Yeah, it's all about you knowing your partner.
Mm.
And most times, because I was there in the labor room with my wife.
So you knew the pain.
I saw everything. Yeah. I could witness the pain. There was a time, my wife was in labor. I went home to get something. So I came back. I was putting on a face cap. And my wife was having contraction. And my wife saw me. And she was like, "You want to wear face cap?"
Like, how dare you wear a face cap?
And I said to myself,
"Let it be fine, boy.
It's my face cap that is holding the baby. Let me get rid of it." So I threw my cap away. But
how did you feel? So I want to say, how did you feel, you know, in the theater when that was happening? Because I know a lot of men, I've heard a woman tell me for 2 years, her husband didn't touch her again because of the experience he had in the theater. So how do you feel?
You know what? We are different.
Yeah.
We are different, and the way we handle things also, we handle things differently.
Sure.
And because I know my wife, and I love my wife, and I know that sex is one of the, in fact, the primary him in marriage. Whether you like it or not, you must have sex with your wife.
Sure.
Whether you like it or not, it is an obligation that you must carry out. So you must have sex with your wife. So in the labor room, I saw a different being entirely. I saw a woman that has strength. I saw a woman that is weak at the same time. Mm. I saw a woman that just wants, "God, let this cup pass over me." So I saw, in fact, I saw a lot. And I was looking at her and I couldn't help. And I went to meet the doctor. That, "Dude, what is going on? In fact, we are going for CS. Okay, explain to me what is going on." And the guy said, "The contraction she's having now is like you taking hot metal, tying hot metal on your tummy and squeezing the hot metal, and it will come every three minutes. Every three minutes. And when the contraction is coming, my wife will keep saying, it's coming, it's coming. And she would hold my hand. And I remembered she's squeezing my hand with this wedding ring. Oh my, I saw Christ that day. She squeezed my hand and I couldn't shout because she is going through.
Shout!
She's going through something else. Oh, and she was, and I was, oh baby, so. And I didn't give her that hand again.
But what scared. A bad husband.
But at the end of the day, our son came. Mm. And my wife's vagina was not the same. But we had a gynecologist that attended to her, okay, because she had tears and all.
Okay.
And this man, a professional. I saw this man stitching my wife up
ha.
And everything. So the wound and everything, the scar is still there. Okay. The scar is still there. The wound and everything. So I waited for my wife. I waited for her to heal. And we were able to talk through those period that almost all these things where you go through, it wasn't easy, blah, blah, and all.
Yeah.
So we discussed about it. Come on. You sure say I could still have sex with you? I was that. And because I love my wife, and she's in love with me also, you know, we play at times, and I can't suck the breast. Unless I won't drink milk.
You drink milk? But milk is healthy for you, though. I heard it's healthy for me.
So I can't really go there, but I'll just...
But did you taste it?
I think I've tasted it before, you know. You every husband, we don't taste that before. Every husband will like Bobby. So all I did was to play around her, make her know that, okay, yes, you know, gradually, you know, make her wet, you know, because you need to put her into that mode psychologically.
Yeah, true.
You need to help her through it. And that was what I did. And with the help of my experience as a street boy, you know, street boy before God took me home.
No, you know? Home to yes, to heaven.
No. Ha. Before God called me that, hey guy, oh yeah,
come home.
Enough. Be serious with this one person. Mm. So that's helped a lot. So it's all about you knowing your spouse.
So would you now say that the vagina is...
The guy that stitched my wife,
yeah, Uba
did a good job.
So he made her.
He made her. In fact, the way I left her, the guy did a good job. It wasn't too tight. It wasn't too free.
Mm.
It was on point. And the day I entered, it was as if I was doing a virgin. But you know, it was gradually. Then the juice came, and you know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. You know, it's so bad that when women talk about these experiences, I can't relate.
Yeah,
I can't relate.
Because you had CS.
Because I do CS. Like, yeah. I don't want that stress of, oh, I'm in pain. I don't want that show. Oh, when will the baby come? So I love the thing of, oh, I'm pregnant, and I know, oh, in the next 3 months, on this particular day, I'm going to give birth.
Yeah.
You know, so once I'm 37 weeks, I know the day, I go to the clinic, I take a walk into the clinic, the next day, 30 minutes,
like I said,
I'm done with my CS.
What is working for you?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm asking you, because you have been there, right? And I know there are a lot of men too who psychologically are having issues, having sex with their wife who did CS.
Yeah.
Because with CS is worse. With vaginal birth, the baby comes out, so they get to stitch. CS, they cut you open, so your spouse gets to see every part of you and all those things, the blood. So I usually ask one like, how did you get back here at this point? You have been in this twice, you know, seeing them cut me open, seeing them shave me, seeing them open, bring out the baby, stitch me, like, and then you didn't feel anything.
You know what? The aftermath of CS is different from the aftermath of...
Yes, I know. The vagina is majorly for the woman.
Once
we
you
feel-
have the baby... Once you have the baby, yeah. Once the baby is out, like I asked my wife that, babe, how do you feel after the baby is out? And she said it was as if they poured cold water on her and everything. And she forgot about the pains.
And then months after, she started doing that same thing. I gave her pain again.
And when we had our second child too, in fact, that was another drama. We thought the first one, but the second one, tear up and down.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, don't go there. So on this time, we're going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about signs. What has sex before marriage got to do with signs? You really need to understand or know what he carries. How do you measure what a woman carries before you marry her? All this and more is what we're going to be talking about when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the section. It's still a night of sizes. Does size really matter? Like, I really want to hear from you guys now, right? Please do take your time to send in your WhatsApp messages and text messages only. I've got loads of backlog messages from WhatsApp that I'm yet to respond to. Just give me a little bit of time. I will respond to it, right? Right? I would respond to it. But please, it's time for your messages. No calls. No calls. Do not call. Emma Kwemi. Don't call. Send me your WhatsApp messages and your text messages. Send me your views about size. What has happened to you? Have you ever experienced a size that is too big, too small, too wide, too long, too deep, too, you know, just send me a message and let's do this together. So, Leko, I want to ask you now. Religion says don't have sex till you get married.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then a lot of people come up with this question. How do I know he's okay down there? How am I sure he's got something nice down there? So I don't get the shock of my life after marriage. Mm-hmm. Now, for a man, I can weigh you. Probably, you know, when we get talking or you're in the mood, I can weigh you from however you get a pack. If you pack downwards or by the side, we can see what you carry. But how do you measure a woman? Whether she's white or she's tight or she's a virgin, how do you measure it? Because society puts so much pressure on men. You monitor a man. They'll tell you, okay, put him in that spot where you look at what he carries. So how do you want to look at what a woman carries to be sure that this vagina is the right vagina for you?
You pray in spirit.
In spirit. Mm. I think you have not been praying.
Okay, the thing is, like I do tell people, marriage is like a black market.
Mm.
You don't know the more reason why you get your certificate before going into it, before starting at all, they give you a certificate. So it's a learning process. So you don't know what you are expecting until you get there. Because you can, let's assume you have sex before marriage and she's fine. Mm. And everything is fine. Then after marriage, things changes and
you stay there, no?
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So the thing is, for a guy, you can easily weigh up a guy. You know, from the flap of his trouser, you can check and say, okay, yeah, this is okay it's for okay. me. I think I'm fine. Or maybe while dancing, you can, you know, okay, fine. It's
while
okay.
dancing.
Oh, yeah, maybe you guys go on a date.
So how do I know that?
And maybe you guys are dancing and, you know, is a
guy. I don't know.
And he's there. And because you want to.
Yeah.
As a woman, because you want to have an idea of what this guy is carrying.
Sure.
So your mind is there. So you can consciously do that.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
But for a woman, it is dicey.
Mm.
The only thing you can see is, okay, maybe she has big breasts. She has nice... what's that word now?
Bum-bum.
Yeah, or bum-bum.
Bum-bum.
Nice backside.
Yeah.
And you feel, yeah, she's fine.
Mm.
But you can't really see what is in there until you're married. And
you enter the land.
You enter the place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is no way you can get to find out what would work. If it's going to be a spec?
There's no way. It's in black market.
Hmm.
That's the reality.
So what happens when you now get married and then you find out... So there was a story on my page. So this woman says she's married, I think it was 3 years now or thereabout. I posted it today. In one of my True Food Tuesdays. And so she said, after marriage, they realized that the husband's penis was just too small. And it was so small that it cannot enter.
Mm.
So once it enters, it just stays at the mouth of the vagina.
Mm.
But now the man was able to train himself to use that same penis to give her multiple orgasms. He's very good at it. But when it comes to penetration, nothing. And so she was frustrated. She was not herself. And the man on the other hand was scared of her cheating with another man that has a normal penis. And so what did they do? They had to go into sex toys. So the man had to buy a strap-on for himself. So he wears a strap-on to satisfy her. Because he knows there is no way he wants to get satisfied. Yeah. It's not possible for him. So he only gets his own satisfaction when he rubs her clitoris and tries to drill her clitoris, like just hits her, it makes him feel good. Right? And so he gets to ejaculate. But to satisfy her, he had to go an extra mile. And I can tell you today, they have one of the best marriages I have seen.
That's it.
I have seen. So for me, at that point, size doesn't matter.
Size doesn't. It doesn't. You know, I said that at the beginning, that it's not all about the size. It's all about you understanding yourself. You knowing that, yes, this is what I have. Mm. Then how best can I use what God has blessed me with?
Mm.
And all you need to do is just, because communication is key in sex. If you don't communicate with your spouse, then there's problem.
Yeah.
So if my penis is small or if my penis is big, all I need to do is communicate with my spouse.
Mm.
That, babes, this is it. We are in it already.
Mm.
How can we make it work? How do we come together to achieve our aim sexually?
Okay.
Then the moment you sit down, I sit down, we talk about it. If it is for us to introduce sex toys, good and fine. And if at the end of the day, the guy's penis is too small for the woman's vagina, then what do you do?
Mm.
And if your penis you have to is learn, too small for
if the
your
penis is small
vagina.
For the vagina, so it's not, that's why I was saying that it's not about the drilling.
Yeah.
You need to learn. So what most men do is the drill inside the vagina, forgetting that the vagina is like, it's a
and
canal.
It
has
just
different parts of it.
Yeah.
So you people go just inside, forgetting the side, the upper part and the lower part, right? So when a man drills inside, if you are good with techniques of sex, right, you will learn to drill the side of the vagina. And so when you drill the side of the vagina, that's why sometimes when you insert inside the woman's vagina sometimes and your penis goes the wrong way, she feels the pain.
Exactly.
So when you do it the right way and you are conscious of, okay, this, sometimes I tell people, if you want to insert the penis, don't insert it straight. Bend it a little. So when you bend it a little, if you don't have a curved penis, especially those who have straight penis, when you bend it a little, it goes, the direction of the penis will go towards the G-spot or the lower part or to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way you insert your penis, are you inserting your penis straight or are you bent a little to slide in? So most men don't understand that it's not just about the drilling, the going and going. No, it's about the techniques of hitting every part. When you hit a woman in every part, she cannot tell you you're not good in bed. Because you have filled her up. So whether she's white or not is not the matter.
Exactly.
The matter is, no matter how white she is,
exactly,
how much, how good are
how
you
good
to
are
touch
you
every part of that canal?
You see, in the beginning, God has said it. Man, you are the head of the home.
Mm.
So you being the head of the home, the head in every way.
Mm.
Be the head in all forms. So know what to do at every point in time.
Yeah.
So the size or no size, it does not matter.
I don't want to believe
so
size.
So people have big penis.
And they don't
know how to use it. You have big penis and you can't do anything with it.
Yeah. So someone says, I believe the size doesn't really matter. It's the level at which they both satisfy each other that matters.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you to you for saying that. So let me ask you about aphrodisia. A lot of women buy these things. I hear a lot of women put alum, crazy things.
Yeah.
So they buy this tightening stick.
You see tightener.
Yeah. They insert. So there are different types. You have the one that's like a stick. You insert into the vagina. You wait for a few minutes, and then you bring it out. So that one makes the vagina. It squeezes it together. Now you also have the one you just put and, you know, rub on the vagina. And it makes it feel thick. And so at that point, that man cannot suck the vagina. So this person says, good evening, guys. Boss from Abuja. Hi, boss. I always believe that size matters because you can always teach someone that it's big, but you can't. But okay, you can always teach someone that is big, but can't use it. But you have to manage the person that is small. I don't believe you have to manage a person that is small. Is small, is good at what they do. They understand the techniques and they know what works for you and they handle you that way.
Exactly.
I don't think you'll have a problem. Trust me. It's not about the size. What time is your show on the 28th? I'm interested. Okay, so my show is going to be 6 p.m. We want it to be a little bit dark so we can get you in the mood. You know what that means. So it's going to be happening on the 28th. I'm at the Fort Rock Drive, Lekki Phase 1. If you go to my page or you go on website, www.popcentraltv.com/artofsex, there you can get to register and send in your details. We really want people to register before that day. Reason so that we can prepare for you. Remember, it's a hands-on event. It's all practical events, so come prepared. You're not coming here to sit down and write. You're coming here to get work. But hey, you're not coming here to have sex. We are coming here to learn how to have sex when you get home.
You go home and have the sex.
Yeah. So this person says, good evening. Me, I'm just sending this message to tell you that you look beautiful tonight. Hey, I want to find die. And Oga keeps praising his dick size. Abio, don't mind him. I don't know what he has that is shocking him. As if I don't have my own at home. Thank God I have one. That's how they make mouth. He open up. Okay. This sister is wicked. Sister, can you make heaven? She said, he open now and you see pencil. And she ran away. But I like
you know, wait. You know what? It's not all about boasting. And it's not all about...
But you know, you men boast too much.
No.
No, Leko, do you agree that men boast?
Because there is what we call ego. So,
is ego... Are you battling with ego now?
No, of course not. I'm so comfortable, you know?
Before uncle.
I'm so comfortable and I'm so relaxed.
But this auntie is not nice. You are not nice. Though you are nice, I'm fine. We are not nice that they say he can carry pencil, which we know. It's not by the side of their body, though. Trust me. So this one says, hi, the solution to knowing how a woman's vagina is, in terms of size, is simply according to Islamic books, okay? For example, if a woman's mouth is small, she would have a small vagina.
No.
You are who?
Oh.
You are who?
I was going to get there.
Uncle, are you sleeping? You are who?
Big mouth
if it's a big, if it's big, she would have a vagina. But how do they sleep that thing? Size bowel, mouth. Some people just have big lips naturally. Some people have tiny. Okay, my lips are not tiny, but my younger sister's lips is freaking tiny. Very, as in me at the trip, very tiny. What do you mean? That my vagina is bigger than our own?
Okay, is it that your lips? Because I'm looking at your lips now, and I'm trying to understand what this brother is saying.
Are you? I don't understand. How?
I'm looking at your lips now and I'm trying to...
It does not work. Don't even try. It does not work. I remember we used to have some girls in secondary school. This family, they had big mouths. Like, naturally very big mouths.
Mumptious lips.
And so they used to insult them with their mouths. When you talk like the whole school, yeah, it's okay. You know, sometimes imagine if you want to say her lips looks like her vagina. Now a baby will just pop out.
Hey, yellow queen. Hey, Google, be careful. You don't jam up. You don't apple.
What with this song now? I don't understand this song that is raining now. I really don't understand.
Hey, Google, be careful.
It's so bad that when I woke up, it was in my like Holy Spirit. No, I can't be having this kind of song in my head. Right? So please, whoever you are, the size of the mouth doesn't determine. I don't know where in your Quran you found that, because you said according to Islamic book. What book? Tell us the book, the page, the writer. I really want to know if that's true. But medically, it is not true.
No.
Right. So this person says, I'm kind of a man who likes to be going out, going at least 7 rounds. I'm calming down.
Good.
7 rounds and my wife avoids it. Please, what can I do? And please, how many times can we have sex in a month?
Now, waiting the work for the two of you. If you are not a 9-to-5 person, both of you run your business, and you go and you come back and you feel like having it, have it. They know they get timetable for sex.
But the question is, why would you want to do 7 rounds? So there's this psychology thing about sex. You might probably be a 7-round man. It's fine. There are no rules to sex. Your wife might be a 1-round woman. So the question now is, how do we balance both of you?
Exactly.
To come to the same level, right? So what happens, there are women who, once they get an orgasm, they don't want sex again.
They don't.
They don't even penetrate.
Yeah.
And there are women who you get to know that the moment they get their orgasm, they just want you to insert the penis and drill. Where does your wife belong?
Exactly.
So when you understand the woman you're dealing with, you will know that, okay, she doesn't like 7 rounds, Abby. So do 7 in 1 round. Do you understand? Do 7 in 1 round. When you insert your penis and you go some strokes, bring it out. Go back to foreplay. Insert your penis again. Do another stroke. Bring it out. When you get to the 7th one, ejaculate. It's a finish. It's a finish. This person says, the last message about Islamic books and knowing vagina size is very wrong. Bam. There is no religion backing to that. Nor is there a scientific backing to that. At best, now Usa man talking. Yeah?
Yes, now.
I did not say that. How did you know? So this person says, hi, what do you do when your partner wants more than 1 round and give it to her?
Give it to her.
Like I said, people have different psychology when it comes to sex. So she might probably be a multiple round woman. And so if you don't want to give her more than 1 round, so do multiple rounds in one. Give her non-stop, like give her to the fullest, so that to even ask for another would be a problem. But as on women, if they don't have it the second time, they're not satisfied. So both of you need to come together and analyze. Sometimes you might want to do 2 rounds, and sometimes both of you might want to just do 1 round today. Okay. So this person says, yes, the size of the mouth is the same as the vagina. Kilo de Liko.
That's not possible.
I'm trying to look at your mouth. So how do you analyze a man?
Say the size of your index finger. The size of this finger.
Is it size of your penis?
Will determine the size of the penis.
It's a lie.
The length of the penis.
It's a lie. All those dwarfs.
They carry you.
They have small handle. You cannot compare their penis to their handle.
I lie.
Don't even go there. So this person says, I believe it's understanding the woman's body like key areas on what turns her on. Elijah, thank you very much for that. My dear, it has nothing to do with size. I have experienced a big dick, very sluggish and frustrating. But this small dick, they scatter my brain till today. Choy! Jeez! You know, talk about the size, Zeko.
Sluggish and frustrating.
She finished it. Very sluggish and frustrating. But this small dick, they scatter my brain till today. Maybe she don't stop, but stay the reflection. See the walk. My man's own is very small, but he knows how to use it well. God bless that man. That's wherever it. You are. God That's bless it. You. I'm praying for more blessings
continue.
For you.
Continue. Right? You are doing well.
This person says, good evening. The man that said 7 rounds is a liar. Is he competing for Olympics? Someone said Shobulayeni. Is it like probably it's a marathon game? Maybe he had deals with his friends that okay, you can't do 7 rounds and he wants to do it before he dies. But 7 rounds, one vagina. Ha! Please, if you're an Awusa man, because they said you might be an Awusa man. If you're an Awusa man, please, probably marry 2-3 wives. So you can move it. Because 7-on-1. Mm-mm. So I've got loads of messages. I'm going to be reading them. But on this time, I'm going to be taking a break. Because when I come back, we'll be digging more into what really the size have to do with it. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. It's still a night of pleasure, fantasy, bringing it to life. Remember, I talked about 28th of March, which is going to be the Art of Sex 2, where we're going to be teaching you all you need to know. So to all those asking, well, I want to do second round, I don't know, bring your wife. Let us help both of you balance it. There are no two ways to these things. These things happen and it can be put in place. So I've got loads of messages also to read, and I'm still going to go into it. But please do not call in yet. Just send your WhatsApp and text me, and I, myself, me, my body, my vagina, will read it to you live now.
Is so this person reading anything?
You never can tell. You can't see it, but I know. Oh, yeah, it's a walk as I sit down.
Continue. You are doing well.
So this person says, Okay. For me, I really love sex. My girlfriend don't like sex. What do I do? Liko, that's to you.
For me, I love sex. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend
doesn't like it.
Okay, go and marry.
Marry her. When you marry her, she will love sex.
Go and marry her, she will love sex.
But what if it's not about the marriage? What if there's more to her not liking sex?
Then sit down and talk to her about it.
Yeah.
Sit down and talk to her. Maybe there is a story from somewhere that is making her not liking sex.
Okay.
You need to deal with that foundation.
First,
before anything. Because sex is meant to be enjoyed. Mm. Sex is pleasurable.
So you might want to solve that issue even before marriage.
Yeah,
find out why and get it solved.
Exactly.
So this person says, good evening, caller from Abuja. I really love the show. I love fat, wet vagina.
Oh my God.
But my wife doesn't produce much lube. What can I do?
Get a lubricant.
It doesn't have to be natural every time.
Get a lubricant.
Get a natural, a water-based lubricant. It's going to go a long way. Because the truth of the matter is, see, even when she pours like crazy, probably she gets the squirt and everything, when she gets halfway, it's natural for her vagina to dry up.
Yeah.
Because as you take it in and take it out, you're pumping air. You're pumping air into the vagina. And that's why, I don't know, some people are just smiling. I don't know. Are you getting turned on? That's why sometimes you hear vagina fart.
Yeah.
It's called quaffing. Right?
It's called what?
Quaffing. Q-U-E-E-F. Now, the reason is because you've pumped too much air into the vagina and so it's bringing out the air back. It's not like she's farting. But I bet a lot of people say, oh, she embarrassed me, she was farting. No. Dear woman, you are not farting. It's what he has put inside that is singing the song back to him. So this one says, I do everything to satisfy my wife, but she doesn't care if I'm satisfied or not. Please, what do I do?
I do everything to satisfy my wife.
Yeah.
Come on, that is a bit dicey.
It's not dicey. I hear a one man word here.
Yeah, just
you do everything to satisfy your wife. Now, how are you sure she's not doing everything to satisfy you, yet not satisfying you? How are you sure everything you're doing is to satisfy her? She's getting satisfied. So it's your own point of view of, oh, I'm trying, but she's not doing anything. To her, she might also feel that way. I'm trying, but he's not doing anything. So if you think she's not satisfying you, please call her. Sit her down. Talk about it. I don't get satisfied in sex. Okay, so you're not satisfied. It seems you know what you want. So what exactly do you want?
Yeah.
I want to suck me this way. I want to do this. I want to talk about it. Let her know.
If the person is willing to.
What if she doesn't even know what he wants? And then he's also sometimes mourning to what she's doing wrong.
Yeah, that's another side.
So please sit down and talk about it. So this person says, good evening, Soul Spice. My name is Summer from Lagos. Hi, Summer. I really love the show. As regards to the issue of size, I just feel like any woman I want to marry, her pussy should be appropriate, not like wide like boho. How do you determine that? Like, really, Samuel? How are we sure your penis is not even as small? How do you determine that? So let me finish your message first. And just moderate. And the issue of the penis, I really do not know my size. Thank you for telling the truth. But I've had sex once and I penetrated quite well and the ecstasy was quite good. But how exactly can I size my dick? It's quite confusing.
How can you size your dick?
Yeah.
It depends on the partner. She will tell you that.
No, you can size your dick. Get a tape roll.
Yeah,
measure from the crown to on top of the balls or to the side of the balls. So normally, the normal size of a penis should be within 3 inch or 3.7, right? When it's flaccid, when it's asleep. So when a man's penis is erect, is usually within 5.7, 5 to 5.76 max. When you see a 7-inch penis, it's not the regular penis. So you find 7-inch once in a while, which is not normal. Do you have 7-inch?
No, mom. You never can tell.
You have it?
No.
So I'm not like, one of those that have it, but it's sluggish. Before we know. So this person says, hello, good evening, and thanks for the info about sex life. But my problem is that most girls, about 88%, have very wide vagina. So before I finish that message,
88%.
You want to tell me that in this your life, you have slept with 88% of women for you to conclude that we have wide vagina. That's one. Let me finish. They have very wide vagina. Reason is they never get satisfied. Wait, please. Let them stop blaming the guys for not satisfying them. They are with their wide vagina. I can't even put peach fruit. Uncle, 88% long. You say we are wide. But one thing you forget, that it's not about how wide we are. But probably you've got a pencil penis that couldn't satisfy that vagina. And then you conclude that all of us, 88, because I'm adding myself. The 88. Did you lost in that vagina? They are saying that 88%, they are very, even put very. They tell they have very wide vagina. Uncle, see, if they have not told, let me tell you, you have a very small penis, and that's the truth about it. So this person says, I enjoy your show a lot. Keep it up. Hope my wife learns. She seems so disconnected, and this affects me. What do you understand that she's disconnected?
Yeah, the guy is saying, because not all women want to listen to this.
So the question is, she watching my show? Because he's saying, I hope she learns. So if he's saying, I hope my wife learns, which means probably she's watching. But the question is, how watching? Is she learning something?
Willing to change or not?
So what stops you from taking up this matter after the show? What have you learned? What do you think? What did you learn from what they said? Or what do you think we can add to our sex life from what you heard?
Yeah.
Both of you need to communicate. You need to talk about it. Bring it up. Not in a way of, oh, I hope you learned something. No. In a very nice, and I was thinking of what that woman said. Oh, you know, I remember what she said or what that guy said. Oh, what do you think? You know, let her, give her that space to open up. You'll be shocked it's learning. So this person said the penis, okay. That person that said the size of the mouth determines the size of vagina is true. You can testify this, Abi. How? Who? Lekwa Abi?
No.
Okay, it cannot be me. I love your show, but please avoid reading comments. They are discriminating in nature. I can't avoid reading comments. These are people's mindset. These are real people's words. So we need to understand people's mindset so we can help them correct it. So if I'm saying don't read people's messages, how do I change or correct them? Like someone said, our mouth is outside of my vagina now. Me, when I get home, I'm going to check the gauge.
I'll do like this.
I'll measure it. I'll measure my mouth. I'll measure my vagina. And I'll come back to you next week and tell you what I've found out. Hi, I'm loving the show, like Kilo Day. You know, they say Gungu. Let me not finish it. But my problem is that I don't like sex, but I had to play along for husband's sake. Any solution? So many solutions. Like, any solution?
So many.
What can she doesn't like sex?
Maybe she likes something else. Foreplay.
So what exactly do you like?
What exactly do you like? You must then, like something.
And then the thing is, why don't you like sex?
Exactly.
Why? So we need like to go sex? Back to the foundation.
Exactly.
Why don't you like sex? Okay, you don't like sex. Okay, what part of sex? Sex
don't
is why.
Like.
What is it, the penetrative part? Is it the cuddling part?
Is it the sucking part?
Is it the fingering part? Oh, is it that he's not doing certain things well? Or you want it done in a certain way that he's not giving it to you? So we need to know why and what part you don't like. So we can now move those parts away and insert the part that you like for you to have it for sex life. So it's as easy as that. Hi, I've been watching your show for a long time. I must say I appreciate what you're doing. A Malam said bluntly that if you can go more than 2 rounds, then you should get a partner that can do the same. Please, ma, I get erection easily. Please, is it normal or abnormal? But I also don't enjoy sex. I'm 25 years of age and I have had sex just thrice, 2016 and 2019 to be precise. And all this while, I just did it because I have to.
Lico,
calm down. You're squeezing your face. Yes. You're angry.
Yeah,
relax.
You are 25 years
old. Only 3 times.
You have bad sex.
And he's doing it because he had to.
Why? Nobody is forcing you to have sex.
So why are you putting yourself under pressure? And I know that's one of the reasons you're not even enjoying it. Because there's a place for...
Yeah.
Oh, you find yourself in that space.
Exactly.
And there's a place for... Okay, let me do it because I just have to do it.
Maybe you are doing it because your friends are doing it. You don't have to.
Because you're not supposed to together. Okay, you are not a baby boy.
You don't have to. You don't have to prove. In sex, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. It's a personal thing. It's all about you.
Yeah. So please stop having sex till you are ready.
Exactly.
For sex. And when you are ready, you are genuinely ready, you are emotionally ready, you are mentally ready, you are physically ready, you will understand the real pleasure in sex. Trust me. Hello, guys. I don't last long when having sex with a woman. While I'm extraordinary with others, haven't figured the cost out yet. It's okay. It's normal. I'm going to answer this one because it's more of a psychological issue. You see those girls you're carrying outside? You are still at the hunter stage. Oh, I want to finish. Ah, I have to prove I'm a man. But you see your spouse. See, finish have entered. You know yourself. You know what she wants. You know how she wants. And so you are not prepared enough to put yourself in that state. So what happens once you get married? There's no... I had a class with a man yesterday and he said, you know, myself and my wife, we have drifted apart. There's no... And I asked him, the things you used to do when you started, how many of those things do you still do? And I said, give me 1/10. And he couldn't even say, well, I think it was like 1 or 2. And I said, so those were the things that made you want her. But now you stopped them. So naturally you stop wanting her. So the question is, those things you do to those girls outside, how many of those things do you do to your wife? You take them out. You buy them gifts. You call them. How many times do you take your wife out? How many times do you buy her a gift? How many times do you call her the way you call them? Yeah. How many times do you prepare your mind to have sex with her the way you do to them? It's not about your spouse. It's about you.
It's about you.
The disconnection is from you, not her. So when you put yourself back in that space, you will enjoy your wife and you will last longer. Trust me. And for you to last longer, you can also register for my How to Last Longer in Bed. It's coming up next week, Sunday. 28th. So register for that class and I teach you the techniques on how to last longer. Or on the 28th of March, come here. Come for my show and then we'll teach you the techniques of how to last longer. Anyone you prefer. It's fine by me. I've got loads of messages, so I'm trying to... Okay, this is the last longer in bed. I'm not reading last longer in bed again. For me, I want every guy out there to know none of them can shift the pussy. Just use your book and fire until your last come short. Okay, I don't understand that. Really, I really wish I could. Boss from Abuja again says, so tell me what you think. A big dick that is good and also small dick that is good too. Which one will you pick? We all know that women don't like small dick. Who said that? It is about big. Big that is good. I wouldn't take it. I would take small that is good so I can fill me up. But you see, that big will make me bleed. You see, that big will give me pain. I don't want pain. I don't want sore. I just want pleasure.
Yeah.
So I will go for small. So you see, all your conclusion of women will take big. No, I shock you. I will take small. Thank you.
Is this small? You mean small or moderate?
They said big that is good, small that is good.
Okay.
So far, it's good. I'm okay. Please advise ladies to keep the vagina clean because it makes me stop sucking. And I love sucking, but the smell of bad odor makes me hate sucking from worry. Why are you sucking different vagina? Why are you sucking up and down the whole street?
It's a vagina sucker.
Are you a vagina sucker? Were you born to suck?
Before you know now, you'll be sucking away.
Don't go and suck it well. Are you a vagina sucker? Please stick to one vagina. And that way you won't know whether it's bad or not. When you start sucking up and down, you know that you are sucking gutter.
Who suck?
Continue sucking. That you are sucking you away.
Before you know that, you suck bad gutter. Your lips.
Please stop sucking all around. Stick to one person. It's safer for you and makes you live longer. Good evening. My name is Demola. What that person said is not possible. How you have 7 rounds of sex when he's not a cock that uses 10, that uses less than 10 seconds? Demola. Did the man offend you before? How can you compare him to cock now? I don't like it though. I just want to say I love this program. Keep it up. Learning a lot from here. Thanks. Thank you. Good evening. I feel pain anytime I have sex. That's not part of our topic. But it could be. What if it's big?
Maybe the size of
What if the positioning is not right for you?
Yeah.
What if he's not patient enough? Or what if he drills you too deep? What if your cervix... your service is not deep enough. There are lots of questions. So the main thing is, you answer all those questions and find out what works for you. Which one exactly is the main problem? And when you solve that problem, everyone will be fine. On this, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'll be reading more and more messages. And maybe, just maybe, I'll be so turned on So pick your call and hear your voice. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the Sex Show. Remember the 20th of March, we're going to be having the Art of Sex, and I can't wait to teach you all you need to know about sex. Practicals, practicals, practicals. We are tired of all the seminars you go out there, you just have to start writing and go home and read. It does not work, Yanti. We ain't doing porn, but we're going to be teaching you the real things of sex. So this person says, and I'm wondering, hi, madam, please. Please, did you study sex administration in school? Yes, I did. It's going to shock you. Yes, I did. I studied sex. And as I'm talking to you, I'm also in school studying sex, sexual sex. Yes, I am studying. So there are so many things to study about. So people don't know.
Your first degree, not be sex administration.
My first degree is not. I did theater arts, right? But now I'm also in school. I'm a certified sex coach, which means I went to school for that. And now I'm almost a certified sexual coach. Yeah. Or you can call me a sexologist to be. So I'm in school. Yes, I'm learning. Okay. So more message. This person says, I'm one lucky lady. My husband should be given an award. He's good and huge, but he wants sex every day. What do I do?
Give it to her.
You just said we should give him an award and you're running from sex. Right? So, hey, madam.
Give it to him. He loves fishing.
He deserves an award. So show him he deserves an award. So you can call in the studio now. I'm willing to pick some calls to hear those sexy voices. Please, when you call me, turn on the volume of your TV set and give me that sexy voice. Put me in the mood so we can get to work. This person says, seven rounds is very possible when the lady continuously needs it. At other times, when the lady avoids the man, it feels he may not see her again. When she needs it, what do you mean when she needs it? Seven rounds. What happens to your sperm? At the end of the day, at the end of the seven, you're going to have a dry cum. No sperm will come out.
Yeah.
Trust me. So, naturally, seven rounds is not possible. Naturally. Not possible. Maybe with aphrodisiac or herbs or whatever, yeah. Yes. But naturally, I'm sorry, it's not possible.
Not possible.
So this person says, good evening. I would really want to last long having sex like 2 hours, but I finish myself not lasting more than 10 minutes. What do you need 2 hours for? Are you ready? Are you going to write a book on it? Do you want to make a movie out of it on how to have sex? Do you want to create porn out of it? See, it's not about how long you last in bed. It's about how well you gel or how well you do her. So please, please, please. If you want to learn the techniques of, and when I say I'm teaching techniques of how to last longer, I'm not saying I'm teaching you techniques of how to last longer for 2 hours. Your last longer is your decision. If it's 2 hours, fine, but you just need to understand that you need to learn the techniques. Ma, I'm circumcised and I'm still a virgin. I'm scared of having sex and I'm 25. What can I do?
Well, I'm married now.
She's scared of having sex.
She's scared of having sex.
So the question, what have you been told?
Exactly.
What have they told
exactly.
you? Why are you scared?
Exactly.
When we know the reasons, we can eliminate those reasons and then you will have, trust me, I used to be scared of sex, but hey, now I have sex like crazy. So it can work. Please, what does it take to join your class? I'm interested. Which of the classes, the art of sex? So if it's the art of sex, go to, okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello?
Turn down the volume of your TV.
Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? Hello? Okay, so we lost that call. So this person, for you to join my class, which if you're talking about the art of sex, go to www.popcentraltv.com/art of sex and register. If you mean my private class on how to last longer, then you can send me a DM at sextalkwithsoulspice on Instagram and then I take it from there. Good evening, but also know that we're going to be teaching you the techniques of last longer at the Art of Sex here, right? So you might want to probably save that money and come from the show so you can learn more things at the cheaper rate. That's a good one. Good evening. The guy that referred his opinion to unnamed Islamic book is not correct. No Islamic book, Quran, Hadith, or any reference book drawn from the two equate the size of a lips and mouth to that of any private part. No one should be misguided, please. Kazim. Thank you so much, Kazim. And on this one, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'll be taking more messages and more calls. Once again, thank you, Kazim. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. It's still a night of pleasure. Yes, tonight we're talking about size. Does size really matter, yes or no? So I'm just going to go straight to the messages and take in more calls. Feel free to call me. And when you call, please make sure your voice is sexy. You know it's a sex show, so you have to turn me on. So you know, my problem is that my wife's clitoris is very big and long. She demands for sex every time. I can't cope. Why are you laughing?
My wife's clitoris is very big.
Some men are looking for women who will demand. You have, and you can't cope. So the thing about the clitoris is this. There are different designs. There are different sizes. So, yes, it's big. What do you do with the bigness of the clitoris? How much do you suck on this big clitoris? So many men are looking for. They don't even have clitoris. They've cut it off. You have, and you have it big and huge. Uncle, suck it out. Lick it. Eat it. Chew it. Sniff it. Love it. Like, even the coin is getting turned on. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello? Okay, so we lost that call. This person says, hi, I love your show and you look so beautiful. Really, I must get laid tonight. I love my boyfriend, but he decided to be celibate. How can I please him? And when we are making love, he wants to be celibate.
Wait for you guys are married.
Probably he values himself so much that he feels like
exactly.
This thing
till we're married, like, yeah.
A lot of men are looking for women to sleep with. You have one who is saying no. I get the fact that okay, you need to be sure, so you are sure he's not tricking you. Yes, but both of you talk about it, and there are no rules to sex. I can't say this is what you can do. No, when you get back, you will cross the bridge. I love sex. Okay, good evening. You are indeed an analyst. I love the topic. Please keep it up. Thank you. I have noticed that when my penis is flaccid, it's very small, and when it becomes much bigger, my problem is why is that small when flaccid and as I can let a woman see my penis when not erect. So this is lecture. There are two types of penis. We have the grower and the shower. Now the grower is that penis that is small when flaccid, and you know, when you look at it, you don't see anything. But when they are erect, it goes double or triple the size. Sorry, that's the grower. Double or triple the size, right? Now, the shower are those pennies that even when you're sleeping, you can see the leg. Yeah, but boy, you're big. It's heavy. It's carry like a woman. It wants to cross the road and I express. You know, but the bad thing about the shower pennies is even when it's erect, there is no change. It's that same length. So which would you prefer? That grower that is small when asleep, but mighty when erect. Or that shower that is huge when asleep and the same thing when erect. So decide. So you're fine. You're fantastic. You should be happy. That's what you have. So don't get scared. Okay. More messages dropping in. I've got loads. I'm trying to scroll back to read. Okay, nice and very educative show. I'm Jay from Abuja, single. I think you're right with those guys complaining about ladies having wide vagina. Indeed, they have small dick. Thank you, Mr. Jay. And I can't count how many ladies have had sex with, but believe me, I think I've only met with just two ladies. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Good evening.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from.
Okay. Do you want to join the conversation or you want to ask a question?
Yes. I'm enjoying your show. I'm calling for some weeks now.
Thank you. Okay.
I've been married for some years now. I'm just now. I offer myself to love. I'm not asked to many other things.
Okay.
You are not enjoying sex.
Okay.
What were you told about sex? What did your parents instill in you?
Why are you not
like how much
sex?
Knowledge did they put in you? So a lot of times, the things we'll get to learn and pick up about sex psychologically affect us. So another thing is, how much of your body do you know? Do you know what your G-spot is? Do you know what turns you on? It's not about how many kids you have. Do you know all these things? If you do not know, please send me a DM at sextalkwithsofia and I can help you find out all these things. You understand your body and what gives you pleasure, that's exactly the route to real sex, right? But if you don't, you will keep having the same problem. I'm loving the program. Keep it up, Dixie from Port Harcourt. I love that name, Dixie. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Good evening. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? So we lost that call. So this person says, I do like sex every day, but my wife is not good in sex. Lekon, what would I do?
I like sex every day.
My wife is not good in sex.
Talk her through. Talk to her. Communicate and...
Okay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Where are you calling from? From Abuja. Okay. So, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to ask a question.
Okay.
I have had a relationship for a while now, and my previous relationship with the girl I really did before, I used to have my recent relationship. So, when I'm having sex with my current girlfriend, I usually. If I think about my previous one, maybe I, because their response to sex is different. And I think I enjoy more, I enjoy sex more with my previous, with my ex than the current girlfriend moment.
Okay, so the question, what exactly do you enjoy with your ex?
She makes it interesting, like, the noise, the morning, the activity, the foreplay, and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Unlike my current one, it's more like a straightforward, it's like the program. Like, okay, just get the best of and get straight to the point and blah, 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 blah. Mm. All of that.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. I would have Lekon say a word or two about that. Thank you.
I was actually straining my ear to hear what
so
he said.
So he said he has a girlfriend that he sleeps with. Okay. But the previous girlfriend, for him to enjoy sex with this one, he has to think of the previous girlfriend. So I'm asking, what is that thing that makes you enjoy the past girlfriend? And he said the way she mourns, the way she does things. This new one doesn't do the same thing that other one does. So the other one gives different kinds of mourning and all, but this doesn't. So
okay, I think sex, it's not all about one person.
Yeah.
It's about two of you. Mm. So if this person, if you are not feeling this person, why not talk to that person? Or do you have someone on the phone?
No. So I think what you're also doing, you're comparing.
Exactly. And stop comparing.
You're comparing the old and the new.
And the new.
Right? So you're expecting what the new cannot give. Why don't you understand the person you're dealing with?
Exactly.
Understand this new person.
Exactly.
And try to understand her feel than comparing her to what the old person is doing. The more you compare, the less you'll enjoy
exactly.
sex and you'll not even be interested. It's as easy as that. So this person says, let's remember not all men and women talk about sex openly, that also serves as a problem in the relationship. I think communication is key when it comes to sex. Your show is great. Thank you. I love your program. I've been following each time you're on air. So now my wife and I are watching so she can learn. Madam, learn.
Madam, learn. Leno.
It's not only my dad that will learn, you too. You bro, have to she learn. Said Leno. So both of you, I'm expecting you on the 28th to come and learn the techniques. It's not just hearing the words. Come and know how to do it well so that the morning can increase more ejaculation and more rounds if that's what you want. I love your program. Okay. I'm losing interest in sex and I don't like it. Single and a female. I'm 38 and I now prefer phone sex. What do you have to say about that?
You need to see a psychologist.
You need to see a therapist, really.
See a therapist.
Like, why phone sex? What exactly? You probably, let's assume she doesn't have a boyfriend. So it's understandable why. You might think you are losing out of sex because you do phone sex. You might really not be losing out of sex. Okay, the fact that there's no, when the
person
comes.
Is she doing phone sex with the husband? Or maybe the person
she
is
says
not
she's
around.
Single.
She's single. Wow.
Single. She's single and a female. She's 38. So, hey, don't worry, you'll be fine. When a man comes into the picture, you see all this will change. It's just a natural thing. Another thing, please. I have a problem with my wife. She doesn't like doggy style because she complains of pain. And doggy happens to be my favorite style. Most times I feel I'm going outside to get it. Please, what can I do? Doggy.
If the wife is complaining of pain, why not look for a comfortable position?
So if you want doggy, I understand. But the question is, do you know the depth of your wife's vagina?
Exactly.
Do you know how much pressure you put when you do doggy? Because doggy is a straight thing. It goes straight out, right? So like I said, most of men just want to play that. You're going straight. And so, okay. Hello, we have a... Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to join the conversation.
Please go ahead.
I'm 48
years old.
Okay.
Normally, I don't enjoy sex, but now I'm enjoying it. I'm not getting it. I can want it now.
Okay.
Is she married?
Are you married, ma?
Yes, I'm 47 years. I'm married with kids.
So why are you not getting it? It's not around or what exactly?
It's not around. It's not around.
Ah. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. We'll get to attend to that to you. Leko. Now she's enjoying. So the thing about sex is once you're 40, for most women, you begin to enjoy sex more than before. You begin to get more horny than before. Okay. So I'm sure that's the space she's found herself. So the question now is, how do we deal with it? He's not around. What can she do?
Madam, go and meet him. Simple.
Go and meet him.
Go and meet him.
Okay, we have loads of messages, but the truth is I can't take it all, right? Let me try one more. I think you guys need to figure out how and when to turn their women on. No lady will have sex with me and not get to our climax at least 2 times. One day.
Champion.
One day, I'm champion. At the end of the day now, it's all lies. only if I'm not connected to her, then I can come within 1 to 3 minutes. Now, I want the gods. They have said that in the past. Hi, lovely show. I'm good looking dude with above average dick. But I don't last long enough, which annoys my babe. My max is 5 minutes. What can I do to last longer without taking health-threatening drugs? Wally. Well, the truth is, whether you like it or not, hey, 5 minutes, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's a good deal medically, and you last long for 5 minutes. But the truth about it, if you really want to last longer, join my webinar coming up next Sunday, or bring your babe and join me on the 28th of March here at 4 Rock Drive, Lekki Phase 1, where I'll put you... Okay, we have a caller. While I put you through techniques on how to last longer without pills, drugs, or herbs. So on this note, we have come to the end of the section. I wish I can read out all messages. I've got loads of messages that I just can't read, and I really feel so bad about it. But trust me, your sex goddess is going to take a time to attend to you one after the other personally, right? So to all those who would like to deliver, please stop deleting, but I'm going to attend to you. So on this note, Lekon, what will be your last word today?
Yeah, my last word, you know, enjoy sex. It's not all about the size. It's not all about you have a small dick, you have a big dick. Know what you carry. Once you know what you carry, communicate well with your spouse and you are good to go.
So thank you. There you have Lekon. And from me, I'm going to say, hey, sex is pleasurable, right? Find it. Communication does not mean talk. We always believe when we say communication, talk, talk, talk. Sometimes you don't have to talk. Sometimes you have to teach. Sometimes you have to understand. Sometimes communication is studying the other person. I tell you, it's not every time you have sex for pleasure. Sometimes you're having sex to understand, monitor their movement, their heartbeat, their sound, their heart rate, their eyes, their feet. You need to monitor it so that you know what works and what does not work. But hey, if you really want to know more about all those things, come 28th of March, the Art of Sex 2, we're going to be putting you through all the information you need to know about sex. It's time to start having sex, but hey, don't dive into the drilling. Start from the touching and the kissing and the smushing.
Oh my
and
God.
The making it feel good. You want to have sex? Let's get to it. You know, the feel, the touch. Your mind is right. I know. Anyway, we have come to the end of the show. Do you have a sex-tastic or do you have a sex-filled night? Love you all. Till I come here next week Tuesday, get down to business.
Bye. Bye.